My dearest Anchor friends, I did not know that we only had 5 minutes to record each episode, so I will keep this moving. This is part two of I Eat Insects, and here's why. We left off with our second point, that insects were healthy, so here we go. So, the last episode that I was just recording, I'd mentioned that insects are healthy. So there's the macro and micronutrients, the zinc, iron, calcium, most definitely, that you can get out of insects. Of course, the protein as well. So they're super beneficial in that way. So my third point to why I eat insects is the most important to me. I'm trying to lower my carbon footprint, and I do that by recycling. I've changed my diet. I don't buy certain meat. I don't buy certain whatever it is, right? And so eating edible insects is just another way to reduce my carbon footprint. So when it comes to sustainability, in comparison, the edible insects are going to be more sustainable when it comes in comparison to cows, chickens, and pigs. Cows the most, and then pigs, and then chickens. Pigs and crickets are similar on some levels. I was just reading an article about this. Well, we'll talk about that afterwards, because that is part of my surprise. So, yeah, they're sustainable. So, their global warming percentages are going to be significantly lower. Their land usage is going to be significantly lower, and their energy use is going to be significantly lower. Their water use is going to be significantly lower. Their greenhouse gas emission, which is just a part of the GWP, is going to be so much lower compared to the other meats that we consume already. So it just makes sense to add or substitute or even replace the meats that we eat now with edible insects. It's not gonna harm us. Technically, all y'all out there who are on your little paleo diets and whatnot, you're forgetting insects. You're cheating. Go eat insects. Call me and I'll tell you where to go eat insects from, okay? Because you're cheating. You're supposed to eat insects. It's what we do. It's what we've done. So that's that. Basically, I just wanted to give you a little rundown. So like I said, I just wanted to reduce my carbon footprint, and I want to make sure that you understand that this is an available option to you as well. This is just the route that I personally have taken to reduce my carbon footprint, and you can too. And I'm so happy that you're listening to this podcast for you to even fathom that. So just want to let y'all know, it's all psychological. You can get past it. Don't you fret. So I want y'all to stay in tune. I need to change the page here, because the next episode I'm going to go over this article, this bomb ass article that I read. It's called "The Environmental Impact of the Production of Mealworms as a Protein Source for Humans / a Life Cycle Assessment," written in 2012. Is crazy, but I want y'all to listen to it because it's really important. So on that note, peace, love, and insects. I told y'all this was going to be a short one. I hope y'all make a great day today, and yeah, hit me with any questions if you ever have any. Sorry there's no IQ today. Sorry I didn't answer any IQs from the last one. On my regular podcast, I'm gonna just go back and give y'all another random episode answering the IQs that I gave y'all. So yeah, peace, love, insects. Love y'all.